Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Somewhere on Capitol Hill, behind closed doors, a group of about a dozen senators are meeting in secret to craft a secret bill with unknown provisions and impacts. There are no committee hearings, no draft text for the full Senate to peruse, only a reported PowerPoint presentation whose slides flash across the screen so quickly they can hardly be committed to memory, according to one perplexed senator. Well, the bill and whatever's in it could drastically change the lives of tens of millions of people, and not for the better. But Senate leadership wants a full floor vote on the mystery legislation before the 4th of July. And you know, I really wish I could say that we're talking about a minor subplot in an early season of House of Cards, but we're not. We're talking about the Senate's healthcare bill. So joining us now to demystify what's going on in the Senate is Julie Rovner. She's chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, it's great to talk with you.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, so I punched up the melodrama there a little bit, but I'm reading the Senate's own historians say that there hasn't been a secret process like this in the Senate since World War I. Is it really that secretive?
It is pretty secretive. You know, this is not to say that Congress hasn't had closed, you know, negotiations before. In fact, lots of negotiations, particularly on delicate things, are closed. But what we've never seen before is a bill of this magnitude that's being completely written in secret and that's being kept from even other Republicans in the Senate. I mean, they're, you know, people have gone around and asked Republicans what's in their bill, and they just can't answer. And some of them get frustrated and say, I don't know. I would wish I knew.
Well, so how much are senators likely to know? I mean, what are they going to be given before, or on the day that they could perhaps take a vote?
Well, of course, there's a process. They're doing what's called budget reconciliation, and there are very specific rules for how reconciliation gets handled. It can't be filibustered by the minority. That's why Republicans are using it. There's a required 20 hours of debate, after which members can offer unlimited amendments, but they have to stick around and vote for all of those amendments in a row. There's a thought that the bill would be revealed before they start the 20 hours of debate, but there are, you know, some sort of theories going around that perhaps they would start debating the House-passed bill and not even unveil the Senate amendment until the very end of the debate and only give people a few hours. I would guess that the Republicans themselves, the rest of the Republican Party, would object to that sort of process. I fully expect that we will see this before it goes to the floor. We just might not see it very much before it goes to the floor.
Julie, I'm going to ask you in a moment about the little things that we may know about what's in the bill now. But first, I just can't quite let go of the secrecy going on here. I mean, you've been covering healthcare on the Hill for a long time. This just feels utterly bizarre. I mean, what reasoning is Senate leadership giving for holding secret a bill that could change the lives of, I don't know, 25 million people?
Well, they don't actually have to give a reason for making it secret. And as they point out, and I wrote a story last week, I've been doing this for 31 years. This is above and beyond anything that I've ever seen. And I got pushback from both sides. I got pushback from Republicans saying, oh, this is what the Democrats did during part of the Affordable Care Act. And I got, you know, pushback from Democrats saying, you're giving this a false equivalency. You're not going far enough. The fact is that we've often seen secret parts of the legislating process, sometimes at the very beginning, sometimes at the very end, sometimes in the middle, like we did with the Affordable Care Act, where actually the Senate bill, after two committees spent weeks and months hammering out their versions, then Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, you know, went not so much behind closed doors into his own office, and you know, one of his aides sort of famously put the bills together into what would actually become most of the Affordable Care Act. So there have been secret pieces of this before, but we've never really seen this level of we don't want to show you because we kind of know that it's unpopular and we're hoping to just let, you know, we Republicans promised to repeal Obamacare, so we want to just do it really quick and not give the opposition time to build up against it.
But correct me if I'm wrong. For Obamacare, though, I mean, there may have been secret moments in the long, now, you know, sordid history of that bill being passed, but no, there were hours upon hours of open committee hearings. And didn't President Obama even go to a Republican leadership conference to answer any questions they had about the bill?
He did, and there was a rather famous event at Blair House where he had the Republicans in to try to, you know, see what they could offer up if there was some way. Remember, this started out as a bipartisan proposal. This was, you know, basically Congress copying what then-Governor Mitt Romney did in Massachusetts. I mean, this was a Republican idea, and the Republicans just decided that they simply did not want to participate, and that's how it ended up being so partisan.
So there's one more thing I want to ask you about the secrecy here, and I'll probably circle back to it anyway. But I'm seeing that Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah, said one of the reasons why they don't want to hold public hearings over the Senate's current health care bill that's being created somewhere in a smoky dark room somewhere is that, quote, we have zero cooperation from the Democrats. So getting it in public gives them a chance to get up and scream. I mean, is that Orrin Hatch just basically saying they don't want to open up their bill to any kind of criticism because that could deep six it even before it gets to the floor for a vote?
Yeah, basically. You know, remember, Orrin Hatch is chairman of the Finance Committee. He's the person who's being sort of most disadvantaged by this process. He should be presiding over the writing of this bill. The budget instructions were that the Finance Committee, and along with, to a lesser extent, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committees, were supposed to come up with this bill, and he's really only sort of tangentially involved in it.
This is so bizarre. Okay, so what do we know, if anything, of what is either in the bill or what might be in it?
Well, we don't exactly know what's in it, but we certainly know what they are arguing about. They are arguing about Medicaid, the Medicaid program for people with low incomes. Two pieces of that. One is the expansion that was in the Affordable Care Act so that people who were not otherwise eligible for Medicaid, meaning they were not women, pregnant women, children, elderly or disabled, were for the first time allowed onto Medicaid simply because they had low incomes. The Republicans want to phase out that expansion. It's the House would phase it out in 2 years. The Republicans in the Senate, some of the more moderates, want to have sort of a slower phase down so people aren't cut off immediately, although eventually they would be cut off. The bigger Medicaid issue is whether or not the federal government for the first time will cap the amount that it provides to states for the Medicaid program. This has been, since its inception in 1965, a shared program. As many people as are eligible, the federal government pays its share, which is at least half and more than half in less wealthy states. So those are two really big issues. And then there are some sort of smaller issues about the extent to which they can change insurance regulations in the bill, whether insurance companies have to continue to not charge people with pre-existing conditions more. There's some question about whether that's even going to be allowed in the Senate bill because of its budget rules. Ditto with defunding Planned Parenthood, which also may or may not be allowed in the Senate bill. So those are some of the things that we know that they're arguing about. What we don't know is where they've come out.
Yeah. So again, like every one of those things that you mentioned, from the big to the little, they all seem major to me, which is once again why I can't quite let go of the fact that all of this is happening in secret. Just quickly, though, again, from what we kind of know about what the Senate's thinking about, is it meaningfully different than what the House passed, their wildly unpopular American Health Care Act?
Well, that's what we don't know yet. Of course, the president rather now famously, you know, said that the House bill was mean, wants the Senate to be more generous. But to the extent that the Senate becomes more generous, there's two problems. One, they'd have to pay for it, which means they can't repeal all of the taxes. And two, this bill will have to go back to the House, and you'll have to get a majority in the House again. And House conservatives just today are warning the Senate, you know, don't get too moderate or we won't be able to pass it over here. So it's a very delicate balance.
Okay, so I want to play a piece of tape here because you mentioned a little earlier that there has been some criticism, some grumbling from Senate Republicans themselves. So here's Republican Senator Marco Rubio. He was on CBS's Face the Nation.
The Senate is not a place where you can just cook up something behind closed doors and rush it for a vote on the floor. There's just, especially on an issue like this. So the first step in this may be crafted among a small group of people, but then everyone's going to get to weigh in, and it's going to take it's going to take days and weeks to work through that in the Senate.
Julie Ravner, what I didn't hear Marco Rubio say is, out and out, he doesn't like the secret process, and he's going to demand Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to put more things out in the sunlight, because couldn't he do that? I mean, the Republicans can only afford to lose a couple of votes in the Senate that would then kill the bill, right?
Exactly. Several people are pointing out, you know, a little bit of hypocrisy here from some of these Senate Republicans who are saying we don't like this process at all. If three of them said that they won't vote for the bill unless the process is opened up, the process would have to be opened up because they can only afford to lose two votes and still pass it.
And no one has said that so far.
Not that we know of, but certainly the process, you know, that I think they agree that, that, you know, going out and having public hearings and a formal markup process would just drag it out much too long. They want to get to tax reform. They want to do other things. They don't want to prolong this. But so it's easy for them to say, we wish this process wasn't in secret. But, you know, the one thing that, Senator Rubio said that's not quite the case is that it won't drag out over days and weeks on the Senate floor because they are using this fast track procedure, that it only has 20 hours of debate and then however many amendments they can stay awake to offer.
I have to say, I mean, it's obvious to listeners that I feel personally alarmed about what this means for the Democratic process of in terms of bill making on Capitol Hill. But Julie, from the perspective of all the challenges that the American healthcare system faces, I mean, what concerns do you have about the fact that this is the means by which the august body, the United States Senate, is trying to come up with new legislation to reform healthcare in this country?
You know, every time one House of Congress changes parties, they always say they're going to go back to what's called regular order, meaning they go through the formal public process. And neither of them ever does. And in fact, in most cases, they just go further away from it. And this is another example of going further away from, you know, letting people participate in the process by which legislation that in this case affects almost a fifth of the economy is being made. You know, whatever side you're on, it should be of some concern that this is not really how representative government is supposed to work.
Julie Rovner, she is chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News and an absolute well of experience and analysis on this issue. Thank you so much, Julie, for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
By the way, listeners, send us a tweet at Radio Boston and let us know what you think about the current process that the Senate, the secret process that's going on about health care. Want to know what you think. Again, that's a tweet at Radio Boston. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.